Hey, it's Duggan here. If you like this pod, please tell your friends about it so I can make some money and get away from these fucking losers. Follow us on Instagram, MugOff69. Join the Facebook group, The Mug Off. Send us in your mug offs at mugmeoff69@gmail.com. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You just want to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I going to turn this off or what?
Nah, let it go.
Leave it music running. We're recording.
Well, I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry, I got it under control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're on it. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Hey there, it's Father Tim. I've been getting a few questions now. Well, this one is a bit challenging. They asked me, they said, Father Tim, do you ever get horny? I say, hey, that's a tough one, because I tell you what, some of the women that I see on TikTok, just to cut to the chase, yes, all right, I do.
Fuck it. Either that's a priest talking about getting horny looking at children on TikTok.
I reckon that's probably just an actor.
Like, yeah,
some
maybe.
Kind of TikTok account.
Father Tim, though, like, it sounds exactly like a priest.
Sure.
And he's got that shit hat. It sounds very real to me.
Welcome to the Mug Off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Dopey and Anthony, as usual.
Oh, man. How long have you been sitting on that one?
Jesus
for?
Christ.
Oh, mate, I had the pad and the pen going all week waiting.
Who's
here.
Dopey? Who's Anthony?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You both suck.
I mean, either way, it's like... You don't, like, one's a pedophile and one just sucks.
Welcome back for another week of the Mug Off. We're joined by a very special guest all the way from the newly locked down city of Melbourne via the magic of Zoom. It's Xavier Michaelides. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you guys for having me. Very good to be here.
Yeah,
I was saying before we went on air, I mean, I've got 2 nights left of freedom before the lockdown happens, so what a great way to spend one.
Yeah,
of
I mean, and now you can off, now please. You can spend the rest of lockdown listening to what you did with one of your nights.
Yeah. Posterity.
Sounds like a perfect
yeah.
trip for me.
I mean, at least you got laughs sorted for the next 6 weeks.
Because you'll probably pick up some things you missed the first time you listened to it when you listened to it again.
Yeah, some subtleties you didn't remember.
Some layered jokes.
No, there'll be some very subtle gags going on, you know, and I've got to pick that shit up. I don't want to miss out on that. And
how did you feel about the announcement of the lockdown? Did you expect it? Because I did.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, it was as if we were going to just, like, lock down a couple of suburbs and that's going to work. That worked maybe in China, where they've got a control over the population, but not in Victoria. People are wandering around.
Yeah.
You're not actually sticking to the suburbs. That's bullshit.
Yeah, there's no way you could just lock down the poor people for that long.
Mm.
No. Wow. It's not going to happen. I've been mugged off by a couple of security guards in a hotel. Couldn't keep their dick in their pants. That's what I've been mugged off by.
Yeah, yeah, well, Victoria got mugged
off. That's the first big mug off.
I'm upset now about every security guard who didn't try and fuck me.
So that's what happened. Like, one of the security guards had relations with someone in the hotel that had coronavirus and then went and kissed his kids when he got home.
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought that started as just like a funny rumour.
That's how I got to the poor suburbs, because all security guards are poor.
Wow. Okay.
Just an assumption of mine.
Geez. How many families did he have?
Well, 2 legitimate and 1 secret.
He had 2 legitimate families.
I don't know. Well, I'm making all this up.
Yeah, you know, of course.
I've never even been to Melbourne.
Get a load of this guy.
Come on, mate. We got one of the top improv people here. I'm trying to yes and you. And you're like, I don't know.
Oh, that was more no but, I reckon.
Okay, well, we'll play an improv game then. You play a security guard and I'll play a seductress. Okay?
Okay, great. you got to stay inside. We don't know if we've got the coronavirus, but
well, why don't you come here and stay inside this pussy?
Well, look, usually to find out if you've got the virus, we do a swab test. But let me try something else. I'm gonna.
I got
swab
something
my dick.
You can with that. Swab in my pussy.
Oh, yeah.
$3,000 on improv courses. This is the best I can do.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bold of you to assume that you were the woman in that situation rather than just being a gay dude. Try to fuck the security guard that's coming around.
Who knows the details?
Speaking of gay...
But also, what great sex, though. I mean, that would be...
Yes.
You know that you potentially could be causing another pandemic.
It's like fucking the AIDS monkey. Man. So exciting.
Come here, you little furry bastard.
It's like you're cheating on the whole world.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying that, like,
taking a massive risk.
I've been saying that, like, that sex during, because I'm a married man myself, 9 kids, blah blah blah. But I would have thought, like, the sex during the corona, that would be the fucking shit. Like, that would be so exciting. Everyone said I was a maniac for saying that, but like, you haven't been trying to get some tail this whole time?
Me?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. What are you kidding me? It's been a long lockdown, baby.
Turns out none of it was the last day on the earth with these women fucked up in. It's a pandemic. You know, what if this is the last time we root? And
yeah.
I'll find a vegetable in the pantry.
I couldn't get a root if I was in public housing in lockdown.
Man, I was boozing with a guy who was calling the gynecologist the pussy store.
The pussy store?
Yeah, it made me laugh so hard.
I don't hate it. I definitely don't hate it.
Sorry. You were just talking about swabs and stuff.
The swab, yeah.
Have you you've been hitting a lot of video games, Dave? You're a bit of a video game boy, aren't you?
Massive amount. Yeah. I'm going through games I've played before. I'm that bored.
Like FIFA
I'm playing
and
Grand
shit?
Theft Auto again.
You're a big FIFA
no,
guy.
No. I wouldn't play FIFA.
Oh man, you're talking to the wrong guy here. Jerry loves FIFA. You love soccer, don't you, Jerry?
Yeah.
Me? Yes.
Yeah, soccer my balls.
You're a FIFA fan.
Dear
you've
God.
Done. You've, have you been in the FIFA competition they do during Comedy Festival?
No, too good. They wouldn't have me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, I got some big ideas on. I got some big ideas on race. They weren't really happy on having me in the. in the group.
Very strong opinions.
Yeah. So yeah.
Fuck. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I've been playing this game. Playing a game, Last of Us.
Oh, nice.
Where you just go around stabbing people. Zombies and stabbing people in the neck, and
yep.
It's full on, it's intense. But then they tried this, there was one part where I've stabbed like 20 people, and then I had a scene where the character's like, oh, I don't know if I can kill this person, this is a bit too full on. I was like, what are you talking about? I've killed 20 people. You've proved you're a murderer.
You get
like,
a moral compass about you now.
Yeah, now you can't put a moral compass during the cutscene. It's either they're killing all the time or they're not. Like, it didn't make sense. That mugged me off. Can you tell that I've only learnt through listening a few episodes what mug off actually means?
That is 90% of our guests
before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before
I've had a feeling that someone else would have said that. Like, I really looked into it. I was like, I've got to work out what mug off is. For a second, I thought it was just pissed off. But now I've worked out it's taken advantage of.
Well, yeah.
Being disrespected.
I think it's being... Walking a day in Jerry's shoes. There's a lot of names for it.
I think it's being had.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe it. Like, I've been had.
Losing face.
Mm.
Yeah, losing face. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely happened to me. I'm both, I reckon, the recipient and the deliverer of a mug off.
Oh, man. We would love to hear the deliverance ones.
Yeah, I mean, they're more like... I was very, very much into pranks. That would be
Fuck
a mug off.
Yeah.
I'm taking advantage
pranks
of someone.
Pranks are perfect.
Yeah. This was the best prank I ever did when I was living in a share house, just moved to Melbourne. It was me... My girlfriend, now wife, our friend Wyatt. Do you guys know Wyatt? Wyatt Nixon Lloyd?
Luke and Wyatt. You know Wyatt?
Luke and Wyatt, yeah.
I know Wyatt.
And then I have a friend Freya, and I found this wig that looked like Freya's hair. So what we did is that when he came in...
I'm just going to stop you right there. I'm already so invested in this. It's like you're a wig prank.
This just got a main line to Jerry's funny bone right here. Man.
You love a funny wig, huh?
I fucking love a funny wig.
Funny wig. And also, it's weird that I discovered it. Like, I was just sort of, you know, wandering around looking for wigs and, oh, fuck, here's one. But it looked exactly like her hair. So we did.
I love the idea of you being on a wig mission at home.
Yeah, the best ones find you.
Yeah. It's like getting a dog.
Like Cinderella.
They say a wig selects you. You don't select the wig. You'll know. It wears you. You know it's right. So Wyatt gets home, and Freya walks past and says, "G'day, Wyatt." Just to establish that she's there and she's wearing this specific dressing gown. So we got to establish she's there. She's got a dressing gown on. She goes into her room. Wyatt goes to his room. I run into Freya's room. She gives me her dressing gown. I put the wig on that looks like her. Then I sit on the edge of his bed and make myself look really small as I can. Then my wife goes into Wyatt's room and goes, what did you say to Wyatt? What did you say to her? And Wyatt's like, nothing. I just said hello when I came in. It's like, she's really pissed off. You better go talk to her. Wyatt goes back into Freya's room and I'm just sort of like hunched over. And he's like, Freya, what's wrong? And at that point, I realized I hadn't planned what I was going to do. I didn't really think it through. Just thought the reveal would be enough, but I can't. I've got to say something. I've got to do something. So I decided just to turn around and go, yeah, make a scary noise. And he was the worst because he didn't laugh. He just went to, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. You did a good one. Good one. Good. Just said good straight away.
Man, it's so crazy because knowing that you're in trouble, your brain starts working so quickly. Like, fuck, what did I do? Like, I'm not sure what I did. And then you're like, oh, fuck, what have I done that's disrespectful? And then just to walk in and see you in a wig, fuck. Great.
And for the split second to think that Freya's turned into me somehow, or whatever was that moment, before you went, okay, this is just Xavier in a wig. There hopefully was that moment where you went, oh, she's turned into something else. You hope.
Oh, man, I was telling the boys, when I was in Melbourne, I saw your show, and I think about this joke you did all the fucking time. I can't get it out of my mind about how you got this little thing for your feet to take the dead skin off your feet.
Oh, yeah, milky feet.
I think about that like once a week, just like rubbing two little baby feet together.
Yeah, it's a joke that, beyond, I'll be honest, I think only probably 10% of every audience enjoyed it, and the other 90 were like, stop talking about this. And for everyone at home, it's this thing where you put your foot in a bag of these chemicals and it like makes the dead skin in your feet just fall off. And I say that I've been using it so much that I've used it too much. I've got baby feet now. I've just got these little baby feet. I've removed that many layers of skin, and it was just too many details. My skin's transparent now. They look like Vietnamese rice paper rolls. You can see through them. You can see like carrots and prawns and bones and shit in my feet, and then just these little baby feet with transparent skin.
Oh man!
And then I'll like, because my whole act will change because I got little baby feet now, and I don't even do jokes. I just sort of wiggle the feet in front of the microphone. They make little squishy noises and go.
Oh man, this kind of is a direct line to my funny bone.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't think I'd be doing this whole joke, but you know, if there's one fan in the room, why not give it to him? Yeah.
Huge fan. Yeah. Oh, I'm a huge fan of yours. That red paint at Bunnings, man. If that has 200,000 views, 100,000 of them are mine.
Oh man, the other 100 are mine.
So a guy comes in looking for some paint and wants to paint his mailbox. So I said, yeah, what do you want? And he goes, oh, I just want some red paint. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. What sort of red paint do you want? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I just want red paint. I'm like, well, mate, we've got a lot of different types of red paint, different shades, different styles. Yeah, so probably look at the colour wall behind me and you should pick, you know, your paint and I'll mix it together. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. I just want red paint. And I'm like, mate, well, I need to mix it together. I don't know what red that you need. You got to pick one. Otherwise, I can't give you one. And he's like, oh, rah, rah, rah. You know, bloody, oh, where in the old days, you used to be able to just get paint. You know, you didn't have to bloody pick all these stupid colours and stuff. This is stupid. I'm like, mate, well, that's not my problem, okay? If you want red paint, you're going to have to tell me what paint you want. Otherwise, you're not getting paint, yeah? And then he's like, oh, rah, rah, bloody, you know, oh, man, I want to see the manager. And I'm like, hey, mate, I am the fucking manager.
I love that video so much.
I've watched it so many times.
I'm the fucking manager.
Red Pine.
And that's my brother. My brother is a king for saying, he'll do a story where he'll do rah, rah, rah for sections.
Oh, just man. I fucking love it.
Where he's done something a bit fucked. It's so good. He always does it. He goes, so this, he had a story once which he was going to say at his wedding where he went, get on this bus. I had like, you know, I had probably $50 in my pocket. And the guy's like, rah, 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 rah. I don't have the change. I'm like, fuck, mate. I don't fucking care. I'm just getting this bus. I got to get to work. And he's like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. I mean, you know, you got to fucking bring the right change. I was like, fuck off, mate. Don't ruin my fucking life. And I just got off the bus. And it was the rah, rah, rah bit is always the guy probably saying some reasonable things.
Yeah.
Probably having some reasonable stuff to say. That's my, it's my brother's voice. He still is the king of storytelling. Like, he is at the dinner table way funnier than I am. He's always got such better stories to tell.
Man, I fucking love meeting a bloke with heaps of anecdotes. And at some point, you just have to be like, some of these aren't real, surely.
Yeah. I always feel like he either embellishes or he covers the bits where he, you know, has pushed things to go that far. Like,
because also he was someone who... It's a dead giveaway.
The rah rah rah, you know something's going on there. Why do you have to move that out? Why do you have to get rid of that part? But also, he's lived a crazy life as well. Like, he used to work on crayfish boats up north of WA, and his skipper was addicted to drugs, and so would come off the drugs when they would go out to sea. He'd be coming off the drugs, and then would emerge from. I don't know if I should tell this story, but I don't know. Right. He'd like a.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many fishermen in WA we are our audience.
Yeah. If that was an air conditioner guy from Sydney, he might hear us.
Yeah, apprentices or labourers are kind of our target demo, I think.
Yeah, anyone with a shovel at work.
It's not the mug off big with WA fishermen.
No, they're Kyle and Jackie O kind of guys.
So he come off the drugs and go deep into the sea.
Yeah, so he would go cold turkey, and then 2 weeks into them being out to sea, he'd emerge and be like, right, I'm good to go, boys. And it was like, fuck, what a way to live your life. So he'd have to go, then he'd fish, make the money, go back, get on the gear, go out again.
Is that crazy. Ice or coke? Ice, I'm guessing, for Perth. Not to stereotype, but...
Could be injecting speed or something.
Yeah. Or as we call it over here, the WA Dragon. I don't know, mate. I don't know what's going with that.
That makes sense. I've never heard anyone give up.
I really
up
thought
on
I could do a good old WA joke.
I've never heard anyone give up on their own sentence halfway through. Yeah.
Man, having withdrawal symptoms on a boat would have to be the worst kind of hell.
And very inconsiderate to your other boatmates.
Yeah, like a boat's not a huge space. Like,
oh, and don't forget the crayfish.
Well, you're 3 days in, you're coming out and having a fight with a crayfish.
Yeah. Well, just like you're getting on the boat, you're looking at like, all right, who's the bunks assigned to? It's like, oh no, I've got Gavin.
Some cunt trying to snort your tail after you've been taken out of the ocean. Fuck that.
Wait, is that what you think? Is that how people eat crayfish?
No, he's trying to snort for drugs, but he's only got crayfish. We're going to edit this joke out, Xavier. Everyone's allowed one miss, and I'm allowed five.
You mentioned those Vietnamese rice paper rolls before. I remember this dude.
Here we go.
He was on a date with his missus, and they were sitting there having a conversation. He's like focused on her. He's looking at her, and he said at some point in the meal, like towards the end of the meal, the waiter brought over this plate. And it had like hot towels on it, like rolled up hot towels. And he's just seen it out of the corner of his eye. And he's like, I thought it was just like those cold rolls or something. I'm like, the fuck cold rolls? They're just bringing around a plate for you to pick them up.
He bit into a towel.
He bit into a fucking face washer.
Oh, yuck.
So good. Oh, man. I made him tell me the story so many times. Like, how did you not realize at any point that was like cotton?
Do you think he indignantly used his fingers and still he bit?
probably touched all of them too.
I think if I'm touching the towel, I'd like to think I could tell it's
and
fucking...
And it's like it's wet.
So many clues.
It's wet and warm, and he's just like didn't break eye contact with his missus and just bit into a towel.
Yeah, I'd leave a cupboard.
There's so many moments
a
to stop. You go, it's wet, it feels like a towel. Even did he follow through and continue biting just to not lose face?
He did. Yeah, he was from one of those homes where you don't leave the table until you've finished everything on your plate,
including the towel.
Yeah, including the plate.
Man, have you seen that Japanese game show? I think it's called Food or Not Food, and it's like they just put...
I reckon I know what this show's about.
They just put like four people in a room and then. they've got to find what's edible, but everything looks exactly like everything in a room. So it's like, they've just like walk in and just start biting like door handles and stuff. And it's like,
fuck.
Yeah. Oh, some and of the, like, so the fixtures in the room. There's that gif of the guy. I'm made out of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It'd be like a glass table and it turns out it's like edible.
Mm. It's kind of like you trying to drink everything in the cupboard to see if it's a beer.
Yeah. They followed you around for an afternoon and they thought, like, here's a game show idea.
He's been through the vinegar. He's gone through the cleaning.
He just ate a door. Like, it's got cooking oil in the beer helmet. Walking around like Pac-Man in your house. And you ain't in cherries, I'll tell you that much. I'm sorry, I'm going through a divorce.
Yeah, how is that going? You're back on the apps yet?
Nah, not on the apps. No, not on the apps. Still,
Yaz broke up with his girlfriend, so...
Well, I didn't, you know, it was mutual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, it happens. Yeah, it's good. It was the relationship's so nice. Was it a clean break? I've ended it twice.
Ended it twice?
Yeah.
So was it a clean break or was it a back and forth for a bit?
It was just like a clean... It was pretty clean, yeah.
You were saying you've got a wife?
I do. I have a wife.
I'm thinking about doing maths.
Well, I'll tell you something funny, though. We were together. We were, you know, as a de facto partnership for 10 years before I proposed.
Bought the farm.
10 years. And I remember, like, when I did finally propose... She looked at me as I did on Christmas morning, and she looked at me. I was like, I had one of the presents, like, I got one more present. I gave her a ring, and she looked at me, and she genuinely had this look on her face, like, is this really happening? She'd given up hope that we would get married. It took that long.
A little Christmas miracle. And she
looked,
miracle,
the look on her face,
huh?
Like, if this is like a fucking joke, yeah. If this is like a
if one of our fucking housemates is in a ring when I have to go to another room now, like, I'm gonna be so peeved.
If two cunts walk out in a wig right now, I'm gonna flip.
I turn the ring around, it's your face going,
it's Jerry, he's here for Christmas.
I gotta say, that's it's a coward's move to propose on Christmas. You never forget the anniversary date.
But that's not the end. Also, the anniversary. Family, we went straight to the family for dinner, for lunch, sorry. So that's taken care of. I don't need to organise going out to lunch or celebrating the engagement. It's like, well, they've already cooked some food. We've already, you know, might as well just hijack this.
They bought the prawns. They bought them.
They bought the prawns. Makes sense. Why try too hard?
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
How are you going to pop the big question, Jerry?
Me? It's pretty elaborate.
It's like, hey, did you eat everything in your Red Rooster box? It's just a ring rattling around with some fucking...
This is absolutely a man that'll propose via text. Yeah. A misspelt text.
Yeah, it'll be with a few grunts like, ugh, are we going to do this or what?
I mean, I guess if you wanna. Yeah.
I don't know. Can't live with him.
Are you married?
No. I've got a girlfriend, but can't live with him. Can't live without him, right, Zave? You always say that.
Man,
I always say that. That's why. That's how I open every gig. I'm like, g'day, guys. Can't live with him. Can't live without him. I don't know what actually I can't live without. Duggan, do you have a girlfriend?
No, no prospects.
I don't know about.
No prospects. No. Nothing.
I mean, I don't have a wife I'd know about.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, one of those marriages. We've all had that.
Yeah.
No, Xavier, he's married to the game being butching, like being a butcher.
You were telling me you had a secret boyfriend in Queensland you wanted to go visit.
Not a secret now, is it?
How is Glenn?
Fine, I think.
Yeah.
We should probably get down to some brass tacks. There's enough fucking around here.
Yeah, not playing grab ass with you two idiots.
Have you ever been mugged off, mate? And or like you said, you did a bit of mugging off. Has anyone ever got you?
I've had to think about it. I've mugged off, but I think I've been mugged off by the Catholic Church, to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
Shit.
When I was younger. No, I'm not going into that. That's not no, it's I think I got mugged off. I got to take advantage of when I went on holiday to Rome. I went to the Sistine Chapel. You guys have been to the Sistine Chapel.
I've been Duggan, very uncultured, never left Queensland until he came here to New South Wales.
I've been there, yeah.
Have you ever been overseas?
Not
to Thailand, dickhead.
No. Bali.
No, neither.
Philippines.
Yeah. No. No, I haven't. I went to New Zealand a couple of times.
Yeah.
That counts. I also went to America, but suck me off, that's not funny. You know. Anyways, never been to the Sistine Chapel though. Been to Suncorp Stadium, closest I'll get. Closest I'll get to seeing a gladiator's fucking
There's no gladiators.
What a gladiator's dick.
He's a bit confused. Yeah. He thinks the movie Gladiator is about.
I got halfway through that and realised a chapel isn't where people fight.
And not everything said, let the gladiators fight each other, as is tradition.
Fell asleep watching Thunderdome again.
Yeah, he's like, wait, which Ninja Turtle did the Sistine Chapel? This dumb guy. Michelangelo.
So I went to this.
Sorry.
It's all right. There's a slight delay, so I feel like I'm always just jumping in on a good riff. Like, I'm like, you guys are nearly finished. I'm like, okay, oh, fuck, I fucked it. Sorry, boys.
I'll let you in on a secret.
A sweet
They're
riff.
All like, bad.
No, so I went to the Sistine Chapel, and it was like going to be, that was the, like, supposedly going to be the highlight of the holidays, you know, and it was one of the worst experiences ever. It was one of the most boring. So already it's expensive. When you go in, it's like $100 or more. I don't really know what it was. It was something in Europe, but it was very, very expensive. And when you go there, they've packed the thing in. It was literally shoulder to shoulder the whole time, walking through this giant thing. You can't see anything. And they still trying to treat the place like it's a church. They're still trying to pretend this place is a sacred.
I remember when I was there, I got in for free because I showed them my foreskin. And they appreciated that.
They were like, "This is good stuff."
Still got it. You. Get in there.
I think what happened is you showed them your foreskin and you got in for children's rates. Children under 13 come in free.
They went straight to announcing where he was.
Yeah, 7 inches, 6 inches of foreskin, still 7 inches.
That's how you're going to propose with a ring in your foreskin.
The last place you'll ever look. Yeah, and
then God, I got to start washing this thing more.
I've got sepsis. Sorry.
Sorry, that one was for the house.
Sorry, I can't. I seem to insert my foreskin into every conversation these days. But
you treat this like the zipper on your jeans.
So you're at the chapel.
At the chapel. So the thing is that you shoulder to shoulder. If you've charged heaps of money, you're packed in. The whole place is just. But they keep pretending like it's like it's still a sacred fucking church. Like it's a great place. And the whole time there's these dudes there saying silenzio, which is Italian for shut up. And they're like saying silenzio the whole fucking time. Acting like it's this fucking, you know, beautiful place. But it's not anymore. It's a fucking packed in to the point that my wife just left. She was like, this sucks. I'm just going to go. And I'm just sort of wandering around this thing by myself, just packed in. And it's, I don't know if this is really a mug off. I'm already giving up on the story. Is this, am I being mugged off here?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Let the judges adjudicate. Tell me what happened.
So far, you've been pretty unscathed. There's been no real affront.
Yeah, you paid a fair price and you saw one of the most beautiful things in the world.
I think I'm giving up on this fucking story already. I don't really know where it's going.
Finish your riff.
I wrote down some.
Finish the riff.
Well, finish the riff. Let's go.
We all go down with the ship here, mate.
Yeah, it's been an honor, boys.
Well, basically what happened is then I left and I couldn't find my wife afterwards and I wandered around basically all of the Rome trying to find my wife afterwards. And I feel like I was ripped off. And that's a classic mug off story right there. And that's what you get me in for. Sweet fucking stories like that.
So you paid a fair price. You saw one of the most beautiful bits of artwork in reality and then got the afternoon to yourself. Where's the mug off?
Yeah.
As they say, when in Rome.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. Fuck, let me try another one.
Reload.
Fucking reload. Let me try.
Enough of
you. Let me fucking try. Got mugged off by.
He's googling mug offs. I can tell.
He's gone. Duggan's left.
He's just grabbing beers.
No, not off the hook that easy. Still got 25 minutes to go.
Not fucked. Jesus.
Well, it was a bit of chaos on this end. Well, just to interject while you try and Google someone else's mug offs to bring up.
You're going to start talking about all those
Start talking about all those financial crimes from Wolfie's episode.
And then I was the head of global risk, HSBC. I can't wait for someone to do that.
Went to Thailand once. Got a massage.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. Regular massage. Nothing sexual. Very relaxing. Okay, mate.
Wife's going to listen to this issue.
Really.
All right, dude. You're going to stop winking. We know.
What's that jerk-off motion you're doing into the camera's head?
Yeah, why do you keep making it look like there's a golf ball on the side of your cheek like that over and over? Like going in.
It's like a growth coming out of your cheek.
Yeah, something. But then it goes away. You keep doing it and then taking it away.
It seems to move where your hand is placed.
I'm trying to do some subtle mimes to get across to the boys what a cool story this is. Come on, guys.
Hey, sorry to reveal behind the curtain there to the audience.
Yeah. Behind the candelabra.
So then it was very good. Like, it was a proper massage, complete real relaxed. But then to get back to the hotel, I had to get a taxi in Koh Penang, which is just a ute. Like, it's have you guys been to Thailand, Koh Penang? Anywhere around there?
Duggan's been to every sexual hotspot on the planet, so he would, right. Every sex tourist spot, he's been there. He has a shirt with like dates marked out.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me in.
Those were dates. They were ages.
They wouldn't let me in. I was too young.
We'll edit that out. That's all right.
It's like you guys pause quite like, it's like you already knew when to cut things out. You're like, right, pause for 10 seconds. We'll cut it out.
Yeah.
No, so then we got this very beautiful.
I've got a file saved of just Duggan's bombs that I'm going to drop at the end of the year.
Joe, you told me once you went to Thailand for a sex holiday and ended up fucking an old white dude.
That's another one.
Cut that one out too, all right?
Cutting room floor on that one.
Oh, no.
Thank you, guys. I feel like you're doing this on purpose to make me feel better about my shitty Sistine Chapel story. So
No.
I think that's going to go down as a classic.
No, you're right, Save. I am doing it on purpose. I'm helping you, mate. You're welcome.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, Duggan. No, so I got this massage, and we have to. So when you go back, when we went back, it was in a taxi, which is just a ute that you literally sit in the back of the ute. There's no seat belt. There's nothing. You're just sitting in the back of the ute. Maybe a bit of a chair there, like a bit of a bench seat at the back. And all the relaxation from the massage just disappeared as we're gunning it down the road and hit a dog on the way back. Now, I'm not saying that you know, it's unfair that I didn't get my, you know, relaxation massage. I'm just saying that it was a pointless exercise from the beginning of the day. Why would I go out, get a massage, and then ruin it all by seeing a dog being killed? Well, actually, no. I don't think the dog was killed. I think it was hit and then just kept going.
Oh, that's even worse.
The dogs are made of tougher stuff there.
Yeah, initially it wasn't killed, and then you reversed over it.
You want plausible deniability when you take a life after getting your back rubbed, I reckon. It's alive. I'm sure it's doing great.
That's good.
So now I'm more tense.
I'm more tense now. I'm thinking about a dead dog. And not having a good time. So
I should have got the hand job.
Holiday ruined.
The whole time I said no to the hand job.
Did you at least get a discount on the fare, or did they like, hey, sorry about that, man?
No, that was extra. That was a dinner and a show.
Oh yeah. You paid for Uber Black.
Yeah, you're getting extra there. That's not just like a bottle of water and a mince. That's like an actual the circle of life, an animal being killed.
Well, I wish someone had run over this black dog that follows Cameron around everywhere. It's driving me nuts. Anyway.
Yeah, it's good to get one back, you know. Jesus.
Well, I've got a pretty...
You guys have gotten to that point in the podcast where you're not even supporting each other anymore. You don't really care. It's just all tit for tat. It's like, I won't let that fucking joke.
It's very dog pile mentality here.
Yeah, we are quite petty, but you know.
Nobody knows who's going to be on the bottom of the pile.
Three crabs trying to get out of the one bucket.
We're like Rat King. We're just moving around as one entity.
Well, I'm a big proponent of the dominant rat theory, which would state that, I don't know, have you heard about this? So you know what Rat King is?
Is the Rat King where all the rats' tails get wrapped together and just becomes a giant rat.
Giant rat. But there's a theory, the dominant rat theory, that there's a rat that sits on top of the pile and goes like directions. Go fucking that way. There's a squirrel, like there's food down there. I kind of consider myself that rat.
Right. Like, man, you're not even in this situation, dick you're of this that rat. Rat. King. It's
like, you're the pinky finger to us rat kings. It's like, you're so insignificant. You can lose. You're like an appendix. Like, you could get rid of it and then nothing would happen.
Shows you how much you know about anatomy. It's actually a difficult procedure. So. Idiot.
Oh, Dr. Rat King over here.
That's more like it. When you're talking about massage, I've got a pretty wild massage story. Didn't take place in any sex tourist hotspot like yours did, but I was in Adelaide like years ago. I was staying in a hotel on Hindley Street. I didn't know that was like, it's where Shannon Noll got kicked out of a strip club and said, "Don't you know who I am?" That's like, that's the level of that street.
Did that happen recently? A couple of like a year or so ago?
Yeah, a year ago, maybe two years ago. But it's
when
pretty.
When I did that ad, sorry, when I did that sports bet ad, Shannon Noll was in that ad, and so I met him that on the ad. Sorry to interrupt your story, but Shannon Noll.
No, please.
And he was really lovely. He was just so positive. He was like, you know, I got a new kid coming on the way. I just can't wait. This money coming along with this ad's gonna be fantastic. I'm just so excited. I just can't wait for the future. And I remember thinking, yeah, Shannon Noll guy gets a bad rap. He's just a good bloke and he's just, you know, he's just out there doing his best. And then a couple of days later, that story came out and it was like, fuck, that poor guy just got his money. He was like, time to party. And
yeah.
Fucked it.
Check came in straight to the Rippers.
Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Straight down the Rippers. But
I've brother, been there.
But I was staying there and I was like, it was a long flight to Adelaide. I think it was like 4 or 5 hours. Mm. Anyway, my back was all jacked up from it. So I was like, fuck it, I'll get a massage. My back was killing me. And I went in there. I don't know the places or what's good and what's not good. And I just picked one. I was like, I'll go there. And there's like this weird little partition walls. And they're like, the woman there was like massaging me. She kept kind of like, you know, maybe hinting, you know, do you want me to possibly massage that fucking huge foreskin hanging out the side of your undies there? And I was like, no, it's fine. But then the guy next to me, he clearly said yes, because I just started hearing this cunt going, oh, and it's like, it's thin fucking walls, cunt. Like, how do you not? It's like partition walls. It's like that foam shit. It's only like an inch thick. I'm just hearing him getting beaten off like crazy. And so I paid for my massage, but I just sat in the waiting room and I waited. And like, what are you waiting for? I was like, I got to see this cunt come out of here. And just like, no, like, I heard the whole fucking thing, mate. I was right next to you.
How was it, buddy?
He skips out. He had to pay an extra $50. Watch the whole transaction.
What'd they put it under? Like, oh, plus you got the extra special oil on that now. So he's like, yeah, the extra. What was that? $100?
You have the full wax, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, I completely forgot.
Yeah. Wax on, wax
off. But then
off.
That just, it's the same situation. It makes the massage worse because now you can't relax because you're hearing a dude coming next door. So you're not
yeah.
Like, well, this is making me relax even more. There's nothing I like than a dude having a big old cum. I feel great now.
It's like, excuse me, ma'am. When I said I didn't want the wristy before, it's like I hadn't barred up because I heard this fat guy next to me getting one. And it's like, I'll have what he's having is what I would have said.
You know what? I'm inspired.
Man, that
now.
Would be great to say that in a massage parlor. I'll have what he's having.
Someone getting... It sounded like she was beating the fucking life out of him too. Just
I
like
I bet he asked for it.
Yeah. well, what am I telling you? You know what it's like. You fucking.
Oh, do you ever moan when you're jerking off by yourself?
No, I don't think so. Fucking
interesting.
It's all the. I keep it 007.
Yeah. It's a martini glass. He's in a tux.
You never know what was there. You know.
For Queen and Country, and he starts jerking off.
My first gig, a guy had a similar coming in a sock joke as well, and that's like the first thing I ever saw doing comedy. And I started when I was 17, so my dad drove me to the gig, and I remember he was in the car afterwards, and he was like, "Son, you do know what that man did tonight? It isn't good. You shouldn't do that." Like, he was so scared.
Was he talking about the bit or the coming in a sock?
Well, no, yeah, this is the thing. I still don't know to this day whether or not he was telling me not to come into socks or do jokes about coming into socks. At this point, it's 50-50. And I've never been brave enough to bring it up with my dad. that yeah. he was like,
and I've disobeyed him on way. Both counts.
Yeah. But I just love the idea of my dad. If it was the joke, he was just so scared that I was just entering this world of just cum jokes, and he was 100% right. He was right to warn me.
Yeah, don't worry, son. It'll get
it's
better.
Cum central.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have warned you about dancing on cruise ships.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I know. I know where you're going because I think, Duggan, you've...
This was an attempted mug was... off. We tried to mug you off with yeah. this one time.
So what happened? What's the story? That you filmed him?
When Yaz and I were living together...
No.
We were doing a deep dive on YouTube about Australian stand-up comics, and we come across a video of Zave doing the chicken dance on a cruise ship.
Yeah, but we're looking up one specific comic.
It was the Nutbush dance. It was the Nutbush.
Oh,
bush.
The Nutbush. Fuck. The I Nutbush mean, equally dance. As funny, but the chicken dance.
I think someone else might do the chicken dance at some point. Like, they get it going afterwards.
I think Dill was in the video as well, wasn't he?
No, I think Anil.
No. But what I remember is Bart you said Simpson. That you guys were just watching video after video of just different things, deep diving down Facebook. And then it went from stand-up to random stuff coming up. And then...
Yeah, I wonder what you guys were doing just sitting in the lounge room.
A lot of uni work.
In one of the videos that we sent to you, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I might be studying in the video.
he's pulling a bong.
Like just having a massive bong. Yeah, we were having a good time.
I think you guys are smoking the whole time. And didn't you send a reaction video of you guys and you're like pulling a bong like fucking yes.
Yeah, we were all doing the nut bush.
I sent Zave a message saying, hey man, just doing a deep dive on YouTube, found a very interesting video. And he said immediately, like before I could even send the video, he's like, oh yeah, what's it that fucking me doing the nut bush on a cruise ship? Like, oh. Yes.
Yeah. Doug is trying to look up how to spell cruise ship.
As I was doing it, I was just imagining people watching it and I was going, when is someone going to see this? And so probably I think it would have been a couple of years of me just, it was always in the back of my head going, this is going to come up one day.
Oh man, someone's I couldn't be happier than I would. It was my name that came up with that.
It was you were the first one. No one else saw it. I love how deep you had to go. So what it was is that it was on a comedy cruise and it was me and it was a couple of comics, but it was Bev Killick was on and she was singing the Nutbush and we're all quite drunk. And there's also a bit of Stockholm syndrome. Yep. I'm on a cruise. There's no one else around. All right. I've got nothing else. Like what am
no
I just going
to
go
ever
back
see
to
this.
Go, yeah. I'm like, well, fuck you guys. I'm not going to dance. Like I'm hanging around for that long. It's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to get up and dance on stage.
Wasn't it the last night?
It was like the last night. Yeah, and then another guy there was from Strictly Dancing. What's that?
Paul Mercurio.
Dancing show.
Strictly Ballroom?
It wasn't Mercurio, but he was from a Strictly Dancing show. And then we got on stage and did it. But it was just, I just love that it was you, Duncan. Like that someone, I was amazed.
Well, it wasn't just me. I was tasked with sending the video because these boys were doing studying and I wasn't.
Bullshit, can you studying with us?
Nah, I wasn't. Not that time.
You were dating that square.
Yeah.
Who else was Badrin in the room?
Badrin
as well?
Was there.
I think I ran into him and he was like, you know, walked up. Like the first, he sort of had that thing, has a smile on his face. And I think I'd even forgotten about it a couple of weeks later. He was like, fucking saw you, man, what you fucking did. I'm like, oh, crap. Dancing video.
Oh, no.
It was so good. But like a mug off falling that flat.
Yeah.
Like immediately. It's...
We thought we had you by the short and curly. Oh, only for you to be like, you just confessed. It was so. It was like, yeah, it's 100%. Me. Like, it's like, oh man, he's coming in quietly.
I've never seen a bloke get ahead of a situation quite like that.
You go into work, every guy you work with is just like, oh man.
I was young in my career. I was on a cruise ship.
It wasn't meant to offend.
It wasn't meant to offend. I felt a bit of Stockholm syndrome. I had to do the Nutbush, okay?
I was listening. I'm learning.
Person back then, I realized now that you know it's offensive to be on a cruise ship doing comedy in the first place, and I'd never do that again.
Oh man, how many comedians have you heard say that?
What's that?
I'll never do comedy on a cruise ship again.
Yeah, I mean it's just kind of.
But you don't know how low you'll go. You don't know how desperate you're going to fucking get. I never say never. I'm ready to jump back in those cruise ships. Man.
Oh, dude, I was
like, I swing a shovel at work. It's like, man, if I could do the Nutbush with Bev Killich for like 3 hours a day as opposed to...
You aspire to get on the boats, don't
man,
you?
My dream. I want to drive the boat.
They don't let you drive the boat.
I think if you're funny enough, they let you drive the boat. If you get a big enough laugh, they let you drive the boat. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
They throw the hat on stage. You're the captain now, man.
You just, aye.
I'm going to get on like that Tom Hanks movie. You know, man. And like I'm just going to walk in and be like, did you see my set last night?
Yeah.
I'm the captain now.
That's what you're telling the Somali pirate to like putting an AK in your face. You're like, no, I was a talent. Did you see me last night?
Yeah, come on, man.
I was funny.
You don't want to shoot the funniest guy on
Duggan,
the boat.
Though, you would be good on the cruises. I think you'd become
I would kill
it.
What an insult.
The guy around the ship. You know, like there's some, because when I do it, I do the act and I just sort of hang in my cabin, wouldn't really go around, but other acts just wander around going, look who's back. Look who's having lunch, everyone. It's the funny guy from the other night.
There's no way I'm fucking...
Bullshit, cunt.
There's no way I'm standing at a buffet point at my name tag.
Like, oh, this is embarrassing. You get to have...
Because you'd run into people and they'd go, mate, you should meet my friend. He's pretty funny. And you're like, oh, is he? Okay, a bit of a joke off. Here we go.
No,
and then you'd wander
no way. Oh, you have the complete wrong impression of me.
Love it.
People would be looking at me like, look, he's a guy, funny guy. Let's see if he eats lunch funny. And you'd be like, oh.
No way. I'm walking around. I'm knocking on doors claiming to be a security guard.
You'd be hamming it up like crazy, I reckon.
But see at the buffet and be like, oh, he must be taking all the food back to his family. All 19 of them.
Why is this guy filling his pockets with mints? Uncooked mints. He's a fucking idiot.
Man, my dad once, he stayed at this like small motel. He went like and ended up in the kitchen teaching those cunts how to make rissoles.
Really are your father's son, yeah, aren't you?
In the kitchen of a motel teaching these. I was just like, nah, these are shit. Went in there and taught him how
to. I love how you're like, my dad's such a success, he got into the kitchen to make the rissoles. It's like, the only way I can top that is if I get to be the captain of the cruise ship.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. He didn't work in the kitchen. He just got in there.
I know.
He doesn't know how to fly a ship. Fly.
It makes a lot of sense.
For the rest of the cruise?
For the rest of the cruise, what?
Oh, sorry, the rest of the cruise, he's just trying to drop into conversation. Did everyone notice how much the rissoles improved?
I get the rissoles, don't trust me. Get the rissoles.
Yeah. I mean, and this is a non-biased opinion, but try the rissoles.
Mm. Fuck me. Well, we're nearly at over. We're in overtime for us.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, because you're going to have to cut out. You have to cut out the Sistine Chapel story, so we have to do a little bit extra.
Oh, no, no.
No, I think I'm going to play it twice.
Yeah. We're going to do a replay afterwards.
And then we're going to have a whole separate episode of a recap. Where
yeah, we do recaps, like talking mugs. Where it's us three and I don't know, fucking
you got
Chris
everything else I've done and just play that four times and then go, I mean, what the fuck was he thinking? That was his opening fucking mug off story. What an idiot.
So if you do a lot of auditions for ads and shit, right?
Oh, you know my buddy, Seamus McCallery?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
Seamus is great.
He's a good friend of mine.
Have you got any sort of mug offs from audition? Because I've done two in like the last week.
Same. How'd it go? I haven't heard anything back.
Look, no. I'm not waiting by the phone, I'll tell you that much. Like, I went in there and it was like this ad for Jeep or whatever. And I went in and I was...
Oh, I did that one, yeah.
Did you? That fills me with confidence. Yeah. I went in there and they like had two of us at the same time and the other dude was clearly an actor.
It's like an audition off.
Yeah, well, it was like because there was two characters, so that like would you know, and he's doing that like psyching himself up before the thing, like, and I'm just like, man, there's like four lines. I'm just trying to remember that, and he's like reacting to because you know how. Acting is like reacting to what they're saying. Mm. I was just I'd just stand there when I'm not talking. I'm just standing there like just looking. And to the other guy, he was like, Ethan, you're doing great, mate. Cameron, stop looking into the camera.
Oh, man. I'm like that.
just barreling the camera.
Yarraman, it's great. It's great. You're doing that thing again where you're mouthing their words of dialogue.
That's so funny.
It's like, how else am I going to know when to jump in with mine?
Yeah, normally I can move my arms freely until a camera goes on me and they go dead to my side. Like they've been nailed to my fucking legs.
Dude, I can't remember what Winter Olympics it was. and it was like Channel 9's broadcast, and they cut to like Eddie Maguire standing in a studio holding two pens because he didn't know what to do with his hands. Like he just had two pens, and he's like, yeah, welcome to Sochi for the Winter Olympic Games. It just always made me laugh.
So have you had any mug-offs from auditions?
Yeah. I guess I mugged them off, I guess.
Yes.
This is a story. I used to do this story on stage. It's been a while, so I think it's okay to tell it. Hasn't been doing the rounds for a while. But so I did an audition for this show where Claudia Carvin was the main star, and I was auditioning to be her love interest for one episode. Yeah, and they got me in because the character was a comedian. So like, great, we'll get some real comedians. And it's like, you don't need that. Just get someone who can act. Like,
they always say they want to...
He doesn't look like a fucking comedian. That's a fucking bullshit. Like, it doesn't matter.
They always say they want that until you show up and they're like, oh, no, fuck this. Yeah. Just get like...
No, fuck something that. We want an actual actor.
Let's get Steam Raskopoulos in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went in and I had to pick her up in the scene. Like, I had to go pick her up at a bar. But I've actually never... done that before. I've never actually picked anyone up. Like I the only time I've had sex with people, they're people I know. I've known for a couple of years, and they've just sort of, you know, going, okay, let's have sex. They've sort of given up, you know. There's no going into a bar with a stranger.
And the only time you've had sex with them, they just give in to the begging.
Yeah, you whittle them down.
It's
a good tactic.
It's like, please have sex with me. Come on.
Please.
It's been 2 years.
I'm so horny.
Please, can I have one crumb of pussy?
Yes.
You have so much and I have just so little.
You got a whole pussy there. Just let me have some of it, please.
Just a slice of that cooch. Please.
I'll give it back, I promise.
I'm just going to give it a quick little nibble and then it's all yours again.
Your whole thing is, oh, you won't hate it. Not even it'll be good. Oh. You won't hate it.
You won't hate it. Oh, you won't even remember it.
If anything, you might even come before me.
Yeah. If you're lucky, it'll be an unforgettable experience.
That'll be a funny pickup line. Like, I promise it won't take long. I promise I'll come first.
Promise to come first.
I promise I'll come first. Like, I'll always deliver. Always deliver on my promises.
That's your big call. I'm always coming first.
I'm never more funnier than when I've sexually disappointed a woman. It's like the next 5 minutes, I'm on fire. Like it's all coming out.
You got this man backed into a corner.
Like if only I could, if I could do every pod and have a terrible sexual encounter and then come to this pod, I'd be on fire for the next 10 minutes, like going in.
I've had that before in sexual encounters, like with a girlfriend and she'd like...
Disappointment?
Well, not disappointment, but just
because you have that thing, you erection problems, you're saying.
Yeah, I'm always hard.
No, you said you couldn't get it up because of your weight or some shit.
Yeah, the weight of my dick, it's too big.
Some of that sucking that up, yes.
But they'll look at me and I'm like about to say something stupid and they'll just look at me and be like, don't. I'm like, what? And they're like, whatever you're about to say... Don't fucking do it. It's inappropriate at this time. Like, well...
Yeah, if it's funny, wait till you get home, pull your crayons out and write it down.
All right, sorry to interrupt you with that.
Sorry. No, it's okay. No, that's part of the show. You got to deviate. I can't just go story beginning to end. Show's over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. You got to riff around it. Yeah, so I went in there. And also the thing is I needed to go to the toilet. And I didn't really think through that, you know, I thought, you know, the auditions don't take long. It's like 5 minutes. I need to do a shit, but I'll just go in and I'll just get it done and I'll go afterwards. So I do the audition and I'm really fucking it up because I can't, I'm just not looking confident. Like I'm sort of like, hey, what's going on? And like, they're just not keen on it and they're not happy. And then the lady's nice enough who's running it. She's like, hey, Xavier, you seem a bit nervous. How about you just relax, just start again? I'm like, yeah, okay. And I do that thing that actors do where they do a little shake out. They go, like that, to relax. Yeah. I went, like that, shook my hands around, went all wiggly, and then I farted. And it was like, it was just really, and it wasn't just like a little fart, like it wasn't, you couldn't hear it, but it was just like, I'd like nearly shat myself. And
he
I remember.
Really shook it out of yourself.
I shook it out of myself. I like loosened myself up and went. And then the lady on the camera, like I think everyone else in the room was just trying to act like nothing was happening, but the lady on the camera didn't have a poker face and she went,
Like pure disgust.
Yeah,
it's like so great to think that is on camera. There's footage of that.
There's still out there. There's footage of me shaking going, and then
it's the best process. Part
was because everyone was trying to be nice and everyone wasn't going to be rude. That we did the scene again. We kept going with just a fart in the room.
Did someone crack a fucking window?
Yeah.
Can we get a fan?
And that was it. My agent never gave me audition for like any other TV show for that production company ever again. And it was like a huge production. It was like the one company that makes all the TV shows in Australia. Never got that again. Oh my Lord.
Doesn't work. Don't get back in. He steamed the camera up last time.
Yeah.
A year later, what?
Yeah, that would be great. I fart and the camera just steams up and you can't see the rest of the audition. It's like... It's the only reason I didn't get the job is because the camera just was discovered and just fart dust.
Physically couldn't see him. We don't know who to call. We don't know which one did this.
He was pretty good, but his eyes were watering. That seems like a pretty good point to leave it.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for coming on, Zave. He's an animal.
He was an animal when it comes to mugging off.
He was acting all coy with us. He was like, "Oh yeah, I had to look up what mug off meant." Like he was like, "Yeah, he was throwing a bit of dirt in the trail." Fucking cheeky bastard.
As always, like and subscribe on iTunes. Oh, we got a review. Fuck, I got to read that. Do you mind if we just read this nice review out, Zave?
Please.
I'll let you go.
Go for it.
Yeah, jump in if you want to mention anything in the review as well. No emails this week or anything?
There wasn't as of Thursday.
That's right, folks. Get them in before Thursdays.
Yeah, Jerry checks the email once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes me so long to get back to anyone who texts me on Instagram.
Should have prepared. Must be nice, mate.
What?
Getting texts.
Oh, it's just like...
Hey, don't you back on the site yet? You laying any pipe yet?
Nah, man. Not at all.
Taking a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Well-deserved rest.
Okay, this review is by JStu21, a true gift, 5 stars. Just a romp, each ep better than the last. Cheers, bro. Thanks.
Nice.
You're better than the last every time.
That review was better than the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're out of steam.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I got nothing.
We could have left that review till next week. Yeah. But thanks so much for coming along, Zave. Appreciate it.
Sorry about all the fucking around
getting you on too. These two cunts don't know how to read a text.
Yeah, can't read.
The cunt wrote Wednesday, I'm telling you.
His fat fucking fingers hit the keys and it's like all gobbledygook letters and shit, so you never know what he's writing. You've got to try and decode it.
This is the information they come up with rather than admitting they can't read.
It's like everything he writes is in like food emojis. It's like I can barely understand it.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Mug off, baby.